one guy was talking about the conversation he and his wife were having about their pre-married life without kids. So you can kind of imagine, you know, they're married now, they're reminiscing on what it was like before kids.
The glory days.
The glory days. He says, let's get married. He said, this is what they're reminiscing on. He said, let's get married and have kids. So instead of enjoying coffee in the morning, you can braid hair while I pack lunches and we can all be late.
That sounds like a defeated man right there.
He's in need of some counseling.
He is done. He's like, I give up. I can see. How about this one from a parent of a toddler who is getting taller, who said, there are actually two stages of parenthood, having children and having children who can reach things on countertops.
And that's true.
I've said this forever. Oh, like, the first 5 years of life, you're just trying to keep them alive.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Well, we used to hide the cookies in the upper cupboards, you know, the good cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, the kids got taller, and they got on the countertops and got
them. Well, I was about to say, that's even more dangerous. They
then
built,
they fall
like,
off.
They make
fall
shift off, ladders. Yeah,
that's
not good.
We weren't good parents. We were lousy.
Well, here's another one from a preschool parent filling out her daughter's registration form. The question was, what's one word you would use to describe your child? The parent writes in all caps, relentless. Yes.
Oh, non-stop.
Oh, boy. Yes. That's going to be a preschool teacher having a handful right there.
A lot of leadership skills.
This week, we're looking at how to build resilient habits into your daily life. And it's an article by
Fred. Kids will do that.
They do. They force you into it. Of course, it's with a business bent this time, you know.
Yep.
But it's an article by Fred Harburg at Ben Your Alma Mater over there at Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. Go, what's their mascot again?
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
But the fighting cry is go Cats.
Go Cats.
Yeah, go
Can
Cats.
You sing the... Never mind.
I can't... Yeah. No, nobody wants to hear that this on a Monday morning, that's for sure.
I do.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well, you know, instead of singing, I think we can all admit that life is more complicated today than it was a year ago.
Yeah, for sure.
But we are getting used to the changes in our lifestyle, and that is a sign of resilience by itself. And resilience is a soft skill that can be learned as we go through life.
Yeah, it's almost a gotta-have for most of us. So, you know, we have a few suggestions from the article to help us build and maintain that resilience, Greg, as we stare down life's problems. So the first recommendation from Fred is to begin with self-awareness. What does that mean? Well, according to the author, we each need to understand the activities that move us from feeling of like helplessness or anger to one of being purposeful and confident.
Yeah, you know, resilient people understand that practices and the mindsets that build perseverance in them, and that is what they focus on. So the suggestion is really to focus on and name the exact feeling we are having as we go through the difficult times. Maybe it's grief, anger, incompetence, or whatever it might be. I mean,
I'm feeling incompetent today, Ben.
I'm going to go home and go
start over tomorrow.
Yeah. So we need to name it in order to tame it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, another strategy to building resilience takes less effort, and it's really quite simple, Ben. Practice breathing slowly and deeply in moments of stress. I notice every time we show up, Greg starts doing his deep breathing exercises.
He does.
It's like, oh, man, these guys.
When we first started, it was like flared nostrils, but now it's just gone to the
woo-ga. I'm just sweating.
He's just surviving the 10 minutes right here. Well, it sounds pretty basic, but sometimes we forget to do this. The author of this article is also, interesting, a former instructor at the U.S. Air Force Academy. And so he learned the importance of deep breathing as a pilot. He says, you know, that deep breathing slowly calms you and helps you think through problems as you encounter them.
Yeah, you know, it does make sense, and it is simple to do, though hard to remember in the moment a lot of the times.
Right.
Fortunately, deep breathing is something any of us can do at any time. Calming our nerves and lowering anxiety can help us be more resilient in the stressful times.
Yeah, for sure. Now, listen, a final suggestion from the Kellogg Institute article is also very practical. And these are lifestyle suggestions, and we've talked about some of these before, so it's a good reminder. These are the things that can help us be more resilient in life: sleeping enough, eating well, exercising, staying connected with friends and family.
Well, I don't do any of those well.
You are certainly not a resilient person. These behaviors, Ben, will help you pull yourself away from those negative emotions you have on Monday to more positive ones. And that does help build resilience.
Yeah, you know, it's true. But remember, don't set impossible lifestyle goals. Set some achievable goals like walking every day or calling a family member each week. Remember, you're out to change your lifestyle so you can build and maintain resilience during those stressful times in life as they come up. So it's like, you know, plan for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the author says, don't set impossible goals.
Right.
I like this. We never think about it this way. He says, lower the bar to very small things and success, and let success build on success.
That is like...
It's very counterintuitive. Like, no, we got to raise the bar.
Yes. Growing up in the 80s, that you did not hear that.
You didn't hear that. Well... His what he's saying is being deliberate about cultivating resilient habits helps us better handle life's curveballs. Things like pandemics, elections, working at home. Yeah, kids at home during the school day, you name it.
So. Yeah, so maybe you're a team member and struggling with life's curveballs and you need a new place to work. Maybe more money, a better shift. Maybe you need a better supervisor. We work with great companies in the Jackson area, so reach out to us. Or maybe you're a small business owner and you need help filling your open job positions. Let us help you. Jim, how can business owners and team members contact us?
If people want to find us, business leaders, potential team members, whoever they want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. We're between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road over there, 787-6150.